This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, what is America talking about? We're going to spend the next hour ferreting out that very question and getting an answer from Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. It is their job, among many other jobs, to provide this list every week. We have it published on the Good Day Show website, and Talkers.com has it. Michael is here to go through the top 10 stories that they have gleaned from their discussions and monitoring stations and all the good stuff that goes into making up these reports. There's a people list as well. So, Michael...
Yes. Here is the result. The result of our ferreting and gleaning.
Yes.
We have and the top stories.
Sounds like something you should do. You should do in the bathroom.
Okay. At number 10, we have the Carter Tribute Service. And at number 9, we have the Santos expulsion vote. And at number 8, we have the Hunter Biden probe. And number 7, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 6, the Newsom-DeSantis-Hannity show debate. At number 5, Trump's legal battles. At number 4, that little old thing called the 2024 presidential race. At number 3, we have the death of Henry Kissinger, 100 years old. At number 2, anti-Semitism and protests. And at number 1, the Hamas hostages release and the truce, which, as we speak, seems to be unraveling. As expected, on the people survey at number 10, Rosalind Carter, number 9, George Santos, number 8, Hunter Biden, number 7, Gavin Newsom, number 6, Ron DeSantis, number 5, Nikki Haley, number 4, Mike Johnson, number 3, Henry Kissinger, number 2, Donald Trump, and number 1, Joe Biden. And as we enter the month of December, that's the way the stories and the people stack up.
So what do you remember when Henry Kissinger's name is mentioned? What comes into your mind first?
Oh, gosh. I guess real politic, the idea that power is an end unto itself. His statement that power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. And images of him on his knees with Richard Nixon praying for guidance from above during the last hours of the Nixon presidency. Those pop into my brain.
So what popped into my brain was all the hot-looking chicks that he used to date.
I'll bet.
Remember?
Yeah. Yeah. Power, yeah. Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac.
Right, exactly. Yep.
You know.
All right. But, so that's number 3 this week. Let's go to number 1 and spend some time on the circumstances surrounding not only the truce that's over, the hostages release, et cetera, but what's come out as something that I'm not sure I related this to you early on that first week of the war when I talked to my friend Uri Geller, who lives in Israel. He said that it is impossible, in his mind, whether he's using his psychic ability or not, he said it is impossible to think that the Israeli government did not know that there was going to be an attack. He said it just isn't possible. And what his, I'm listening to his words echo around in my mind, because now there is a, as we do this program, there is a, not just a story, but there is a lot of focus on Israeli officials knowing they had the battle plan for the terrorist attack a year before it happened. There are documents, there are emails, there are interviews that show this, but the Israeli military and the intelligence officials dismissed the plan as aspirational. That's what they're saying in public now. It was too difficult for Hamas to carry out. Well, it seems that that wasn't true. So what is now the fate of somebody like Netanyahu, who used the war to bolster his own power as the ultimate aphrodisiac, as you were saying. And now it looks like that government he put together could be as shaky. If this comes, comes around to bite him in the butt, what happens to Netanyahu? As there's no doubt that the bad guys here still are Hamas. That's not the question, but it's whether or not with the politicians all around the world, no matter what their position, they all want power, right?
All right. Well, you certainly took a circuitous route in presenting what you did, and you came dangerously close to spinning it to an anti-Israeli posture. But
really.
Absolutely. Yeah. But that's okay. I mean, Israel's not beyond criticism, and politicians are not beyond
scrutiny. I was criticizing Netanyahu, not Israel, really.
This is where it gets murky. If you look at all wars and you look at all attacks, it always comes out that there was advanced knowledge of it by the intelligence agencies and the military and the countries. There's talk that FDR knew that the Japanese had plans to bomb Pearl Harbor.
Right.
There's a lot of talk that the U.S. intelligence agencies knew that 9/11 was, that there were plans to do some type of another attack on the World Trade Center. If you recall, less than a decade before, the World Trade Center was attacked and bombed, and it didn't work. Well, they came back and did it. Intelligence agencies know of these, that key word you used, aspirational plans. If they acted on every single one, it would be quite a mess. It didn't seem feasible. And it didn't seem likely. Now, as far as Netanyahu, this is going to bite him in the butt. It's going to bite him in the butt anyway, because the radical, and I say from the standpoint of politics in Israel, the radical government that he cobbled together was because he wanted power, not because that particular government is representative of the people of Israel as a democracy, what they would want. It's an unpopular government, and he's unpopular in Israel. So this is going to speed up his exit. But to think or to spin it in a way that FDR wanted the Japanese to blow up Pearl Harbor, or that FBI and CIA wanted the Al-Qaeda to bomb the World Trade Center, or Churchill, wanted Hitler to attack all these countries on the way to consolidate his power, or this case in Israel, is an exaggeration of what really happened, and kind of a conspiracy theory.
Isn't that interesting? Well, that's a powerful way of getting into it and overviewing what's going on. It still is, the problem is the ultimate worry is, where does it all go? You know, the Iranians and their nuclear stuff and all of the stuff that gets flushed around in these circumstances.
I don't think you said anything that I disagree with. I'm just presenting it in a broader context.
Yeah, no, I wanted you to.
That this goes on. Where does it all go? Where it goes is that we cannot trust politicians past a certain point. All wars are partially instigated, inspired, or perpetuated by political ambition.
Of course. The best example of that in our lifetime certainly was Hitler, but you go back to Napoleon, that movie that's out now, describes him to a T as being, he lusts for power. Right. He's a little guy with a little, interesting. Look at the size, other than going back to Alexander the Great, the size, I'm talking about physical size, of most of the people who have become dictators. Putin's a little runt. The guy who runs China's a little runt. The Ayatollah's a short little runt. Napoleon was barely 5 feet tall. Hitler was like 5'4 or something. And there's always that little crude reference to their private parts, and so, is that what motivates him? Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe that's a good reason why we should elect Chris Christie as President of the United States. Big man, big job.
Right. That's it. There we go. I like that. We have to figure that out. Speaking of politics and stuff, and Joe Biden being number one, there is something going on this week as we're doing this program. You know, you and I are both in Massachusetts, and our neighboring state to the north, New Hampshire, the Democratic Party up there, which, you know, the control mechanism of the Democratic Party, has revved up a write-in campaign to avoid what the polls would suggest would be a tumultuous, embarrassingly awful loss. They have the Democratic National Committee is spending $100,000 to prep people to write in Joe Biden's name on because that's where the first primary is. What is it, January or early February or something? Mm-hmm. Remember all the times we've gone up there to do the primary thing?
We do the primary thing.
The primary thing. Yeah.
Sounds like something out of Star Trek. The primary directive.
Yeah. Anyway, the whole, you know, he's so weak that they're that worried about it. I thought that was pretty interesting, frankly. A lot of the talk radio programs around here are talking about it. Go ahead, excuse me.
No, I'm not quite sure what the mechanism behind that is, whether he's on the
ballot. Yeah, I don't either, you know, because his name's obviously going to be on the ballot. So why would they need a write-in campaign? That's what, you know.
I've heard somewhere. Look, I will admit in this case to ignorance. There's something about this that you and I are both missing, and maybe we can figure it out during the course of the show.
Well, what we do is we. What is the old expression? Make sure your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion. That applies here. All right, let's take a trip to Las Vegas, shall we? All you have to do to get there is dial 800-419-3684. That's it. That's your ticket to 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas. If you're ready to play, ready to eat, ready to sleep, ready to go to shows, whatever it is that you want to do, you dial up that number and you win a slot. You win this two people bingo. It's easy to do, and there's no string attached to it. And you can stay a couple of extra nights if you want. Arrange that with these folks as well. 800-419-3684. That's the number for the free time. Right now you call it, and you get the reward for your call by everybody on the other end saying, yes, we can do it. 800-419-DOUG.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. He, in fact, is the major domo, the editor and publisher of Talkers. So we're here to discuss the nuance of some of these stories, the people list that is put together every week by Talkers Magazine. Some of the things have been around for a while because they've been problems for a while. And then there are other things like the Santos vote number 9 this week on the countdown. Certainly an interesting guy. Is the it's the nicest thing I can say. He's an interesting guy who wears pants that were 6 years old. Somebody asked him, some interviewer asked him whether the pants he had on were pants that he got from ill-gotten gains. He said, no, he'd had them for 6 years. Anyway,
you get your pants from ill-gotten gains.
Yeah, right.
Everything
exactly.
This guy does is a lie. I like his righteous indignation about how
does people get that
smeared.
Much starch? Oh, yeah, right, exactly. So the House was supposed to vote on whether Santos should be expelled in response to all these reports from the House Ethics Committee, which concluded that he can't be trusted. You know, this reminds me, do you remember Joel Heffley, the congressman from Colorado?
Yeah, I do remember Joel Heffley. I remember him fondly. Am I correct in remembering him fondly? It's ancient.
Yes, very fondly, yes. Okay. He was a part of this program and other programs that I did. One of my favorites, one of the most conservative politicians in the modern era. He was the only member of Congress to return money to the general fund at the end of the year because he didn't spend every penny that was allocated to him in the budget. Every member of the House has $1 million a year to spend for whatever needs they have, and he turned back, I think, $140,000 one year. And anyway, so we had great conversations. Now, because of his morality, he was chosen to be the chairman of the House Ethics Committee. And during his time, what's his face from Texas? DeLay, right? Remember Tom, the great Tom DeLay, who was one of the most. He was another vivid example of a crooked politician to the nth degree. So Joel Heffley flushed out Tom DeLay, even though a member of the same party, and his committee found evidence of a dozen different things that DeLay had done that ended up feathering his own nest to the tune of millions of dollars. So DeLay was expelled from the House. He was one of these same people that, you know, we're talking about with regard to Santos. And so because Heffley did such a great job, the Republican National Committee found somebody to run against him, his own party, to run against him in his district, and the guy defeated him. So he was basically sent home packing as one of the most prestigious members of Congress because the Republican National Committee didn't like the fact that he went after one of their own, even though the guy he went after was a crook.
Yeah, well, that tells you the nature of politics. That's called primarying. They primaried him. When the party is angry at you, they put up a candidate to make sure you don't get the nomination, and the party faithful are encouraged to come out to vote against you because you're such a bad guy for being a turncoat on the party as opposed to representing the American people. This has been going on for a very long time, and I'm glad you mentioned that because it's not a new phenomenon.
Nope, not at all. So let's fast forward to Speaker Johnson, who I actually think is doing a pretty good job. There's two sides to politicians. They're real, the life and who they are, and then there's the fact, can you manage, in this case, the House. And he did a good job of putting that bill together. He said he had reservations about the George Santos expulsion. It'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. Okay, we continue. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Stephanie with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The red state, blue state debate took place last night on Fox News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom were clearly polar opposites on how the country should move forward. This was a great display of democracy and how politics should work in this great nation. Fighting has resumed in Gaza early this morning after Hamas and Israel failed to announce an agreement on extending the ceasefire before it expired. Israel claims Hamas fired rockets into unoccupied Israeli territory, prompting the IDF to resume the extraction of Hamas terrorists from the Gaza Strip. The renewed fighting comes after a 7-day pause. In that window of time, Hamas released roughly 100 hostages, including two Americans, and Israel released 240 Palestinians from Israeli jails. Israel also allowed more aid trucks into Gaza to help address the humanitarian crisis. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week, a service here devoted to the information that Talkers Magazine gleans. And every week, we're heard on great radio stations. I want to do that. I'm going to start doing this because I love the Casey Kasem aspect of it. Every week, we're heard on great radio stations like KFAR in Fairbanks, Alaska, and KSRM in Kenai, Alaska. There are four stations, actually, in Alaska that carry this program. So I have just highlighted two of them. Michael, carrying the countdown, thank you very much. Good to have you here. Yeah, it is. It's great. I got a goosebumps, actually, when I was looking at the call letter list. It's cool. It's, you know, it's kind of a neat thing. You do this, we think we're just talking to each other, and that's good radio. I mean, we are talking to each other, and people who are listening to us have a conversation. That's what it is. But then when you figure out who's listening and where they are, it's kind of a fun
thing. Are you serious? Are there people listening to what we're saying?
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? I'm sorry.
I thought that this was our weekend time together. Coffee clutch.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But, the whole thing with people listening around, I'm involved in a project that I'll be talking about here on forthcoming shows with the United Nations, setting up interviews between radio stations around the world. In other words, we'll be able to, or you on your daily show, will be able to talk to people in different countries about radio. It'll be World Radio Day, and I'm helping on February 13th, 2024. And I'm right in the middle of that whole thing, and what an experience it's been.
I bet.
So, the idea of being heard in places is exciting.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we used to go to the UN on the day
That was a whole different deal I had with them. I used to bring radio hosts from around the country to the United Nations to give a little insight into how it works. You know, a lot of people, they have black and white thinking about the UN. They're either for it or against it. But the UN is quite an important organization in terms of world affairs. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. And it's something that is great to plug into for the sake of having broader conversations in a larger world. And I think it's ultimately a good thing for us to be connected to.
Okay. So this is something from your wheelhouse. This is sort of a countdown extra. I know what a big football fan you are, and sometimes when things are slower, we are able to fortunately get some of the sports stuff that's a part of Sports Talk Radio onto the list. It's been a long time because we've got other stuff that's going on. But I wanted to, when I found out that the Patriots game had been moved from Monday night to Sunday afternoon, and I've been listening to some of your fellow Patriot fans yell and scream like they'd had their left leg amputated. But you being the fan, is it a ratings thing? I was just curious because a lot of people watch that game.
Primetime television. They try to figure out when they're putting together the schedule for the primetime games, the Sunday night football, Thursday night football, Monday night football, when there's no other games going on and there's only one game, those tend to get the highest ratings because football fans want to see football. And, you know, in Sunday afternoon, you have many games competing against each other. So it waters down the ratings. That being said, quite often the schedules don't turn out to reflect the most interesting teams. They try to figure out which will be the really ratings getting teams for those times. And the Patriots, no one expected them to be one of the two worst teams in the National Football League this year. So they want to get them out of Monday night because there's nothing hanging on the game.
Right.
And they move
so it's now the Eagles and the Seahawks. Is that it? Did I see that?
Well, the Eagles, the Eagles are phenomenal this year, and the Seahawks are interesting.
Mm-hmm. There you go. The story behind the story, folks. I knew Michael would have it, and for those of you who are, and there are plenty of people listening, I'm sure that are big football fans, and you want to know why, there it is. That's why. You just heard the story. Now, there's another story that's brewing. Because the economy this week, the news about interest rates going down and that sort of thing, something that we have talked a lot about here, the whole business of what's going on in the economy. I'm bringing this up because it affects me as a small business person and you as a small business person. And I'll be interested to see how this gets flushed out if people even begin to understand what's going on in the government under the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, which is now being finalized, coming up for a vote. It's coming, the information is coming from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The regulators there are trying to make credit and capital less available for small businesses because they say in the current state of the economy, it's more important for the bigger banks, bigger companies to do business than to have the small businesses who are obviously having, you know, we all who are in small businesses know how tough capital is at this time. So the government wants to come in and drive more of the small banks either out of business or into the fold with big businesses. And all it looks like to me is limiting competition in the financial lending space. Now, how does this affect every American? Borrowing money to buy a car, borrowing money to pay off bills, borrowing money to buy a house. The government is trying this monstrosity that is the CFPB, as they call it. I wonder with the average person, I mean, this is a story, by the way, I got off of Bloomberg, listening to a Bloomberg broadcast last night, Michael, and I thought to myself, I used the word intriguing when I first thought about it, but yeah, this is stuff that, again, behind the scenes, this you'd hear discussed on a business talk radio program. And I guess we were just talking about sports talk radio is big. How is business talk radio doing in the general bill of fare of talk radio these days?
Radio that specializes exclusively on stories such as that one. Radio that gets into the weeds of finance. It's a peripheral format that in some cases does okay, but it's not setting the world on fire. But there are some stations around the country that have been doing it for a very long time, and they have their own niche. And as a result, they also get a certain type of advertising that keeps them afloat. I wouldn't say that it's that they're tearing the house down.
Number six on the story list this week is the Hannity Show debate between Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis. The way that this happens, I imagine you have some insight into why it happened with Hannity. Why did they decide, or did Hannity invite them to come, and what impact did this have on Hannity's program and talk radio in general this week?
Well, first of all, Hannity is the top. He really is the top guy in the game. Hannity, whether you like him or not, Hannity is very, very influential, very successful. And especially over at Fox TV with the departure of Tucker Carlson, Hannity is, you know, king of the roost there. So that's why he's in the middle of it all. There's a bit of a history between Newsom and Hannity.
I didn't know that.
Newsom bravely has gone on the Hannity show, at least once that I know of, maybe more, and has no problem, you know, going toe-to-toe with Hannity. Has proven himself to be a tremendous debater and a tremendous potential candidate for president. I know a lot of people hate Gavin Newsom, and they blame all the problems in California on him, and that he's a shady character in some ways. You know, a lot of people do not like him. But other people think that he would be a really, really strong alternative to Joe Biden if Biden's not really able to carry it out on an effective level. So it's kind of a cool thing, you know, the blue state versus the red state. You got two high-profile governors, neither of which at this point is likely to be the presidential candidate of their parties. And it's good show business. And that's the background of it. That's how it...
What's your sense of whether they like each other or not, Newsom and DeSantis? They're actually kind of two peas in a pod when you look at them. They just have different political philosophy, but they're both smooth talkers, and they're slick-looking, and, you know, they're about the same age. That sort of thing. Is that
there's a symbiotic relationship going on there that played out with Hannity. Hannity, of course, tried to be as impartial as possible. He knew that that would play better.
Which is not easy for him.
Well, you know, it's not easy for anybody. It's not easy for me to be impartial in answering your questions here. And impartiality is my format. And I don't adhere to it 100%. Can't. Otherwise, you sound fake. You know, we all have our biases, and it's a matter of how you act upon your biases as opposed to having biases. It's a matter of whether you set out to deceive people, if you want to seek victory at the expense of truth. But I personally think that DeSantis is Zippo as a candidate. I'm not saying I disagree with or agree with his policies and all that stuff. I just don't think he's got the stuff to be president in terms of the campaign.
I think they're both Zippo. Spending much time in California and listening to what people think of him out there. The guy just barely survived a recall as governor, and yet he's going to be the golden boy. Look at who his relatives are, and that tells you everything. I'm talking about literally his relatives, from Nancy Pelosi being his aunt to the others who are his cousins and relatives that are in high political places. This guy is getting, it's almost the Kennedy treatment.
I'm just going to say to you, there is a tremendous parallel, and you and I were both around to witness this, and I was a kid who was very interested in politics. I was almost a political prodigy when I was a little kid. In terms of my knowledge of it all, there's a tremendous parallel between Newsom and JFK in terms of, I remember when JFK was one of the pack, running for president, people were terrified of him, that he was a crook,
Catholic.
That his father was a gangster,
the
Pope is going to run the country, that they were in with a mafia, that, you know, that he was a cheater, you know, on his wife. I remember being terrified that Kennedy was going to become president, and that Nixon, as a kid, I thought Nixon was cool. I liked Nixon as a kid, and I was terrified of Kennedy. I thought Kennedy was going to be the end of the world.
Yep.
Based on the end of the world
from happening. Yeah. Right. The Bay of Pigs thing. All right, hold on a second. No, go ahead. What do you want to...
I was going to say, you just never know how a person will be as a president by how they are as a candidate.
That's true. Beware of what they say. Watch what they do. All right, it's 46 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
For breakfast, you want something simple and tasty, like the... Taco Bell's finally putting a breakfast taco on the menu? They've had all the ingredients, fluffy eggs, melty cheese, savory sausage, and a grilled tortilla. Just put them in a taco. Nothing simpler and more tasty than a breakfast taco.
Yeah, you've got a point.
Okay, grab Taco Bell's all-new toasted breakfast taco.
They're gonna love it.
Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m.
At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member of FDIC.
A couple of quick things here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen with a reminder about the MH interview. You have interviewed someone from inside the game, in a manner of speaking, right?
Yeah, I interview Paul McLean, who's the editor-in-chief of internationally known broadcasting magazine called Radio World. And we talk a lot about the state of radio around the world. Technically, he's a competitor of mine, but highly regarded, good friend, and very knowledgeable. So for people who enjoy talking about radio, where is it at, where is it going, and internationally, it's a very interesting conversation at mhinterview.com.
Another listening note, Megyn Kelly, who does a talk program on Sirius, is going to do something after News Nation has the Republican primary debate. So I've forgotten how close we're getting to the primaries, right? The first in Iowa is in January. Good God.
Unga bunga, it's heating up.
Right? Yeah, round and round it goes. All right, Michael and Doug here. It's 10 minutes before the hour. Thank you. This is the Talk Radio Review and Talk Radio Countdown.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is Chuck Curry with Audio One. You're about to listen to my interview with Neil McDonough, who has his new movie, The Shift, coming out December 1st. On the line, a very special guest, Neil McDonough, who is a household face, certainly currently stars in the movie called The Shift, which opens the theaters on December 1st. Most people would know Neil for his great work in shows like Band of Brothers, which he did for HBO, Suits, Yellowstone, and one of Steven Spielberg's films. Neil, thanks for coming on the show. Pleasure to speak to you.
Thanks, Chuck. Nice to be here. Thank you very much.
And that movie was Minority Report. I just had a mental hiccup. Now, you're in this new movie, The Shift. You play a character called a benefactor, which is primarily you're playing the devil, and it's a modern-day retelling of the story of Job with a modern twist and maybe a little bit of a sci-fi twist. You did this film for Angel Studios. Comes out December 1st. So when I say that The Shift is a faith-based movie, how would you respond to that generalization?
Wow, that's an interesting question, Chuck. This is just a really good film. I think the word faith-based with films gets kind of maligned at times, that it's this saccharine, sweet film just made for a certain sect of people. And that's not this. This is a film that calls you out to be better. And can you have faith in yourself, faith in your relationship, faith in God, faith in all of these things? And by playing the devil, you know, at first I said no. I've played some very dark characters in Justified and Yellowstone and all kinds of things.
Right.
But first I said no to this. And then my wife and I, Reveille and I, you know, we sat down, we talked, we prayed about it, and she's like, look, you're probably the best villain in the business, and you probably have one of the greatest relationships with God. So I think you need to play this part because you wouldn't want to have someone play this part who makes them really dark and dirty. You want to find the humanity somehow in Lucifer, because at one point Lucifer was so close to God and was one of his guys, and he made bad choices. And we all make bad choices in life every single day, as I've said before. We're all sinners. We're all idiots at times. We all do things we're certainly not proud of. But it's how we get up and deal with those mistakes that we've made that dictate what kind of man or woman you are, how you can be a better dad, how you can be a better, you know, wife or husband or father or anything, how you can be better at whatever you're doing. And the movie The Shift calls you out on those things, how you can have faith in, and really, the bottom line is really have faith in yourself. Doesn't matter what your religious belief is or your creeds or where you're from. What we do, what Rebe and I have been doing, we've been so blessed to be able to make films that give glory to him for sure, but really talk about some darker issues and subject matters, real life stuff that you have to get through. This one happens to have a great backdrop of sci-fi and action, but it's the love story that is everything in this to me. And I think what Angel Studio has done and what Rebe and I have done helped, you know, produce this thing. We're so right. proud of what we did, and we did it the correct way. And I think the audience are really going to love this film, and the word of mouth on this is going to be pretty substantial.
Last question, Band of Brothers, what did that mean to your career?
Everything. I wouldn't be here without Band of Brothers. I met my wife doing Band of Brothers.
Tell me.
All the guys in the show are some of my best pals. I got to play Buck Compton, who became like another father figure to me. It was the greatest thing. Everything will come in second place behind Band of Brothers. I don't care what it is. Everything will come in second place because Band of Brothers, you know, working for Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, telling the greatest story of the greatest generation of all time. How do you beat that? I don't think you can. And I was so blessed and fortunate to be part of something like that and to get to play a character that I did in Buck Compton.
And tell me about the pump-up speech Tom Hanks gave the cast that really motivated you guys.
Yeah, it was halfway through boot camp and there was a mutiny going on and I had already broken three teeth and busted up my toe and my thumb, and you
wow.
know, but I was enjoying it. I'm this gung-ho American type of guy, so it was working for me. And then Tom Hanks showed up in a helicopter on the set with his castaway hair and beard, and he gave the speech as to why we owe it to all the men and women, not just of Easy Company, but of World War II, who gave their lives for us so we could have the freedoms that we have today. And that speech, which I called the speech, just made us all realize we're not here just to be actors. We're here to tell the story at the best of our abilities. And we did. And with Tom's speech, it became the greatest miniseries or show on television in history of television, I believe.
Yeah, listen, I loved it. It was great. A great, great piece of work. Again, Neil McDonough, who opens in the movie The Shift December 1st. I got to tell you, Neil, you're one of the nicest people I've ever spoken to. I wish you the absolute best of luck. I got a really strong feeling this movie's going to hit. It's going to do well. Pleasure to speak to you. Best of luck in all future endeavors.
God bless you, Chuck. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you. This is Chuck Curry from Audio One. You just listened to my interview with Neil McDonough, who opens in the movie The Shift on December 1st.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.